Hey guys, this is Lauren over at Century 21 Property Advisors. Welcome to the podcast. So one of the big points to think about when you're doing your social media is the why. What's the point of it all? Why are you doing this and putting your time and effort into it? And it's because you're going where your audience is. You're bridging that gap and you're building that relationship versus making them come to you. Because as we all know, the consumer, you go to them. You get in front of them and they will connect back with you. So here are ways on why you use your social media platforms. Visual content is more than 40 times more likely to get shared on social media than any other types of content. So when you're posting photos and videos of your homes, your tours, you interacting in your community, it gets a lot more interaction. Online adults age 18 to 34 are most likely to follow a brand via a social networking platform. It says about 95% of them will. So even if it's just a platform to establish your brand, get your brand out there, it makes you known, it gives you presence. And one of the things I like to refer to is when you go out to eat, don't you Google or Facebook or look up that restaurant to make sure, one, it still exists, two, it actually exists, and three, when they're open and what they have so you can go visit them. It's not necessarily your only point of contact for going, but it gives you that established basis and brand to go start interacting with them. Almost 60% of US internet users selected Facebook to watch videos online. That's a big platform. When you have YouTube and other platforms that people can go to watch videos, if they're using Facebook, then your video pops up in their queue. So globally, there are 2.5 billion social media users, with 1 million new active mobile social users added every day. That's a continuous growing platform to you to reach people interactively without spending all your time, you know, door knocking and on the road and getting around. Spending small bits of time on your social media platform can build a bigger audience than you realize. And the last one, one of the biggest ones that I like, is 71% of consumers who have had a good social media service experience with a brand are likely to recommend it to others. So one of the biggest ways that you're gonna find you get recommendations and referrals and get out there to your clients is through those satisfied clients referring you and sharing your business and sharing what you do. So on today's, what I'm gonna share with you as far as social media platforms is some do's and don'ts, best practices for you guys to remember when you are out there using your social media and networking with clients and other realtors. When it comes to do's, explore the world of paid advertising. A Facebook ad and things like that can go a long way. A lot of real estate companies have built-in social ad engines where you can develop the ad through your platform with your database and your CRM and put it on social media, and they allow you a quick, easy way to capture leads that way. So that's worth looking into as an investment. Use unique hashtags on Facebook or Instagram. Get unique, get creative. You have several that you can use, so find a few that are strictly to you and then add a newer unique one in there so you pop up in other places too. Post regularly. Make sure that you're staying consistent. They know to expect things from you weekly. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same day, but they know to look for you 1 to 3 times weekly for new content. Make sure you're utilizing your geotags. Foster relationships with community and network. Interact, comment, reply, respond. Make sure you're interacting with your posts as often as the potential consumers and clients are, because that makes you a real person for them and they feel that you're building that relationship, even if all you've done is simply answer their question. Join groups. Make sure that you're interacting with other real estate agents, other points of interest, different things where you can brand yourself and be yourself all at the same time. Most importantly, keep your profiles up to date and timely. If you go through a website update, a rebrand, a new team member, a new company, make sure that you're keeping all of your social media platform profiles up to date. A lot of people will do photos and headshots, but they forget the about information and the small places, the websites, the location. Make sure you're taking time to review and hit all those small points. When it comes to don'ts, don't overshare or overpost. That's definitely a big thing. Don't do three or four in a row. Space it out. Give them some time. Let them read it, saturate it, read what you're posting before you throw something else at them. Use the same strategy for all platforms. Every platform is different. You should have a different way of going at every platform, which is also why you want to pick one or two platforms to go after. You don't need to tackle the entire elephant in one swoop. Find one or two that you're passionate about that you can really get into, form your strategies, and go from there. Don't be everything to everyone. Pick a lane and find your niche and go for it. If you are a community activist and you like being in the community and showcasing events, make that one of your platform's main things, is going on in the community. If you like posting about your business primarily, that's your passion, use that. Find something that you can get into and go after and use that to post and build your social platform. The last don't that they have is, especially when it comes to business, don't bring politics, religion, or preference into your conversations. You want to keep this very neutral, very open for anybody's interactions and connection, because it's building your business. And social media is a big way to build your business, and you want it to be positive. And you want them to come back to you and seek you out for these things. The other thing, along with do's and don'ts, is I want to give you some thought starters, some things that you can go out there and start posting right away, just so that you have a call to action, something to go do, some homework in a way. These are all things that you can do right now. I mean, you can get off this podcast and open up social media and get after it. Post your listings. Post your awards, your accomplishments, your expertise. Again, with your thought leadership. What's your thought leadership of the day? Create a vehicle for real-time customer interactions and responses. Show off your city. Share your neighborhood events. If you've been to something lately, make sure that that's known and that's out there. Establish a tips campaign for buying, selling, and moving. Offer tips on buyer tips, seller tips, moving tips. Just become their go-to resource for the best way to get things done. Share local news, what's happening in your community, what's coming, what's big news. Establish a local community group. If there's not one for your specific target market or area, start a group. Start inviting people to interact with you there. Create opportunities for engagement. You can do Mythbusters about the buying and selling process, the visual home preference, lawn maintenance, best practices for getting ready to list your home, photo captions. Make it fun. One of the best ways I've seen it done on Facebook is people will post two different kitchens and which one do you prefer? Which one would you like to live in? And get them to interact with you that way. If you have reviews and feedback that you've received from clients, create a post and share those reviews and that feedback you've received. Thank your clients. Tag them. Reach out. When you go to community events, make sure you're choosing a platform and you're promoting, hey guys, I'm here. If you're coming to the event, I'd love to see you. Let's connect. Look for me. Make it a big deal to interact with everybody and see them at the events. You can always do a house tour. If you have a current listing, head on over there, Facebook Live, or just create a short video on your phone of the home tour and share it with everybody on social media. And those are the top 10, 11 thought starters just to get you rocking and rolling and moving with social media today. I hope that they help, and I hope that you guys can get launched on your platforms this afternoon. Thank you guys for joining us on the podcast today. Stay tuned for more coming from us soon.